Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Reds in Europe. It is match day two of the Champions League, where Liverpool Football Club are facing off against FC Midtjylland, or Midtjylland, or whichever way you want to pronounce it. We don't know, but we're very, very excited to welcome a new opposition to Anfield. I'm Jay Pearson with Mick Moran. Mick, how are you, pal?
Yeah, good, mate. You?
Yeah, all really good, buddy. Really good.
Good stuff.
So, FC Midtjylland, mate, how much do you know about them?
Not much. I think I had a little look earlier, just a little browse, but it's mainly videos going, how do you pronounce the name? that's as far as gone, I thought. Well, we'll see tomorrow night, won't we, what they're all about, so it'll be good.
Absolutely, mate. I mean, I'll give you a couple of quick stats. So you're actually older than the club.
Nice. So
the club's 21 years old, founded in 1999. They've actually been Danish champions three times quite recently, 2015, 2018 and 2020. They've won the Danish Cup in 18-19, and it's the first time that they've made the Champions League group stage proper. So they've obviously been in the qualifying stages. Bit of a tough run to get into the Champions League group stage this time. They faced Slavia Prague, Young Boys, who we're familiar with in recent history. And Ludogorets, and if people remember Ludogorets, they were an opposition that Liverpool played in 14-15, and we just scraped a 2-1 win at Anfield, if people remember that. So yeah, probably one of the most famous nights for Midtjylland was beating Manchester United in the Europa League a few years ago. That was that's probably what a lot of people remember about them. On match day one, obviously, they got beat 4-0 by Atalanta last week. And just to put it into perspective, obviously the UEFA coefficient rankings as well, their coefficient ranking is 114. And just to put that into a little bit more perspective, Rangers is 112. So it just shows you how the coefficient rankings work in terms of big names and stuff like that. So not doing too bad, really, for a club of 21 years of age, Michael. Yeah. But we go into it match day two. How are you feeling? 3 points for the Reds. What are you thinking?
It's good, yeah. I mean, they played, I think they were a homer last week to Atalanta, and Atalanta beat them 4-0. So, you on paper, this would be the easiest tie. Like, you look at the likes of Ajax that we played last week, which was a really difficult game. We just got over the line with a 1-0 win. And between Atalanta and Ajax, you imagine they're going to be our main contenders, Midtjylland. Like you said, they've done well for how young they are as a club. Like, they've gone on to do good things, but I think it's just... It should just be another. It should be an easy win. Like on paper, we should, whatever team we put out, like we're going to come to that in a minute, like in terms of team news and whatever. But we should be pretty much okay, especially being at home.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And you know, being at home now, the only worrying thing is we've not kept the home clean sheet in Europe in the last four games in Europe. So that's a stat, but it's one of those where you're like, you can read into it negatively, you can read into it positively, because it's been a long time. So playing in Europe, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, again, just it's nice to have a home game again, isn't it? You know, at the end of the day, it's because we've been away quite a bit recently. And obviously, I know we had the home game against Sheffield, but it's nice to have that back-to-back, especially with the games are coming thick and fast now. But again, mate, I can't really say much beyond what you just said in terms of the result. I do think that Liverpool are going to win this game. But I do think it'd be a really nice test for us to stretch our legs to get some goals in. Because if going off what Atalanta did to these guys last week, it'd be quite interesting to see how many we could put past them. And that's not being big-headed. It's just we know how good this Liverpool side is that really can put, they can smell blood once they get a couple of early goals, can't they?
Definitely. Like you said, Atalanta are a good side and they've managed to put four past them away from home. So if at home, like you said, no disrespect to them, but it should be like a barometer of how good we are, and it's a night where we can go, well, we're aiming for this Champions League this year and we want to go as far as we can. So I think whatever team we put out, like, I imagine that we should be fine. Like, it should be sound.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong, there has been times over the years where we've thought this about certain teams, and then, you know, they've ended up giving us a really good game, and they'll be so excited to play at Anfield, you know, regardless of the fact that we won't be in the stadium and there won't be the atmosphere that there usually is on a European night at Anfield. You know, for them to be playing at Anfield is, it's going to be amazing for them, and, you know, I'm sure they'll rise to the occasion. You know, the teams that get into the Champions League nowadays, they deserve to be there, and like we said, the way they've qualified to get into the Champions League, they beat some decent sides, you know, depending on what level you look at it, but we do expect to win, and we'd be nice to put some goals past them, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was a tough game.
Yeah, and I'm just looking now, we played Bromby at the weekend and beat them 3-2. Obviously, we just touched on the 4-0, they got beat by Atalanta, but the Danish league, like, it's, they've got some good teams in that, but they have been left behind a little bit in terms of quality. I mean, they've had a few good teams over the years, but it's good to have them in there. Like, it's great for them. Like, they're going to come to Anfield, Premier League champions, and obviously won the Champions League last year. They're going to be buzzing, so they're going to be definitely up for it. I don't know how they're going to play in terms of setting up, but I imagine they won't want to concede four again, because going into your first Champions League game, when you're a club like that, you want to try and maybe shut up shop and try and scrape a 0-0. I imagine that's, not no disrespect, but that's probably what you're hoping for. And the fact that you've conceded four to Atalanta at home, it is quite bad for them. So I imagine they want to come to Anfield and try and get a win, or try and scrape a draw, the same as they tried to do last game. But I mean, we should definitely have too much for them.
Yeah, definitely right. And I think what needs to be noted is our performance last week against Ajax. You know, we went through it. It was quite nervy because of what happened in the derby and all that sort of stuff, but we came through it in the 1-0 win. And you know what? Based on the way Ajax performed at the weekend, you know, was it 13-0 in the end? You've got to give Liverpool a lot of credit for shutting up shop against Ajax, and especially with how worried we all were, haven't we?
Yeah, they were. You know what? We talked about it on the pod after the reaction. Like, they were great. Like, they were really good. Like, they created loads of chances, and they made it difficult for us, especially with the Fabinho back there in centre-half, and we didn't have Alisson. Obviously, Alisson came back again this last weekend, just gone for the Sheffield United game. But we had Adrian in goal, so it was difficult in terms of the usual boys weren't in there just to keep us ticking over. We had to dig in deep, and that's what we did. Like Hendo says it now, but after every match, like, it's take one game at a time, but it's getting these players used to the positions. Like Fabinho, the more he plays there, the better he'll be. Like Adrian, most of us don't want to see him back in, obviously, because we've got Alisson in there, and we play 10 times better when we've got Alisson in goal than when we've got Adrian in goal. But no, we've got to give props to Ajax. Like, they're going to be our main contenders, I imagine, for this group. I imagine they'll go through second, because the players they've got, they're like, they're just, the way they play football is just great. I imagine I can't wait to see Ajax and Atalanta, to be honest. I just want to see, yeah, that'll be a good barometer in terms of us beating Midtjylland tomorrow. If we beat them and we can compare it to Atalanta's win, it'll be good to see how those two match up against each other, because like you said, if Ajax are too good for everyone in their own league, so it'd be good to see how they come up against a decent Atalanta side.
A really, really good point that, mate. That will sort of shake the group a lot more after that result over there, won't it? So that's a really good point. You touched on there about, obviously, Ali coming back at the weekend. And obviously, I think it's pretty obvious that he's probably going to start tomorrow because we just want to give him game time at the end of the day. I think Klopp had mentioned, didn't he, that he's going to get at least 3 games before he goes off to the international break with Brazil. I can't believe that he's even talking about an international break again, mate. It's doing me head in already. But anyway, what's your lineup then for the game tomorrow? Because at the end of the day, there's a good opportunity, I would think, for Klopp to rest some players, isn't there?
Yeah, I was thinking that. Like, I've wrote down a little starting 11 I'd like to see, but like you said, it's difficult. What way he's going to go? Is he going to think, right, at home to the lesser team in the group, is it a good chance to get minutes in the legs, or is he going to think, let's save them for West Ham? So it'd be a blend of both, but I've gone Alisson in goal, Trent, I've gone Matip and Gomez at the back, Robbo, Fabinho in front of the back four, and I've gone Thiago and Henderson, Salah, Minamino and Mane up front, give Firmino the rest. I wouldn't even be surprised if Jota started maybe ahead of, I don't know who. Like, it's so difficult to say, you know, like that last starting 11 we had with Jota, like Jota, Salah, Mane and Firmino, I don't think anyone really expected. I think it was kind of like, who's going to play where? Like, it's one of them. Like, I think ends up Salah being up front, didn't he? And Firmino in behind. So it's like, there's just so many options. It's so difficult to predict. Like, a couple of years ago, we'd be like, right, we know who's going to play. It's the same old in Champions League. Tried and tested. It's going to be the same every time, barring an injury. Whereas now, it's if we don't know, like, the opposition hasn't got an absolute clue. So it works in our favour.
Yeah, definitely, mate. I mean, mine's not too dissimilar from yours. I've gone with Alisson in goal, Trent. I put Fabinho back in there just because, obviously, time recording, we don't know 100% if Matip's going to be back. I would like to see what you've just said there, if Matip and Gomez can come back. Because, again, this is a good chance to test out that partnership and see what we can do with it. But, obviously, Fab's been brilliant anyway. So, and then Robert left back in the midfield. I've gone for Thiago, Hendo and Naby Keita. Just, again, based on what you said last week, mate, when we did the Ajax preview, is it'd be nice to see Keita get some time, get some minutes. Again, probably one of the perfect times for us to do that. And then I've gone for Salah, Firmino and Jota up front. Just give Mane a bit of a rest for the weekend because, obviously, he plays out of his skin at the end of the day and he's one of our, if not arguably, our most important player at the minute. So, yeah, I'd give Jota another start because he's been fantastic whenever he has played, hasn't he? So.
Yeah, and like I said, it's so difficult. Like, I think Jones started, didn't he, last week? So there's Jones, there's Jota, there's Wijnaldum, there's Keita, there's even Shaqiri, there's Origi still, there's players who you just don't know if he's going to throw them in. Like, no one expected Curtis Jones to start last week. Albeit he came off for half time, but you would have expected maybe the opposite, like Hendo starting, getting 45 minutes, maybe grabbing a goal or two, and then throwing Jones on towards the end to give us a bit more license going forward and keeping hold of the ball in their higher third. But it's so difficult. Like, definitely, I hope Thiago starts, definitely, because I think he's fine now. I think this would be an ideal game for him just to absolutely boss it. And I'd like to see Minamino up top. Like, I love him. Like, he's boss. Like, Firmino is always great. And it was great to see him get a goal at the weekend.
Yeah.
But much needed. But Minamino, I hope he gets a little few minutes in the legs this time.
Well, the way you've just been speaking then, it's a lovely headache to have, isn't it? You know, the names you're rounding off there is just brilliant at the minute. I mean, I know Tsimikas is still injured, so that would have been nice if he could have probably come in for maybe a half, or, you know, give Robbo a little bit of a rest. That would have been quite nice as well. But the strength and depth we've got at the minute, mate, is really, really good. I mean, I know obviously the big one at the minute is centre half, but based on tomorrow, mate, if we take each game at time, we've got more than enough to handle the opposition tomorrow, haven't we? So
definitely, like you said, there's quality and abundance, and it's like you said, it's a nice headache to have. Like, not maybe at centre half, like we'd prefer obviously to have Van Dijk in there, but the way Fabinho stepped up recently in that centre half role, you can slot in there and you've got no qualms about it. So it's a case of having too many midfielders trying to fit them all in, and it's like, just take your pick, really.
Therefore, mate, score prediction.
You know, I'd love to beat Atlanta's 4-0, but I'm going to go, well, I'll go 4-0 as well. Okay. Another clean sheet.
Yeah, as long as I was just saying, as long as we keep a clean sheet, I'll be happy. Obviously not with a bloody nil-nil, Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? You don't want a nil-nil, but yeah, I'll just be different then. I'll go five. Let's go 5-0. I'll just throw it out there. So, right, obviously we did mention last week, mate, that I would be testing you with a quiz question every week before we finish this, the Reds in Europe session. Still surrounded along that, obviously, because we are playing a team from Denmark. We're going to centre it around that because there's not a lot of history between Liverpool and Danish teams, but there's a lot of history in terms of Danish players that have played for Liverpool. So, can you name them all?
Oh.
So, the 7 Danish players that have played for Liverpool, who are they?
So, there is... Is Danny Agger Danish? He is, isn't he?
That's yeah, one. He is.
Oh, see, it's, I get confused with all like, the Scandinavian countries. Danish. Jan Molby, Danish? Yeah.
Two.
So, the, what did you say? There's 7?
7.
Ah, oh, fuck me. I'm glad we did this at the end, not the beginning, because this would be like, this is going to be 20 minutes. This, so just fucking strap in. Fucking hell. man, I get, like, I don't know if this is bad, but I get confused. Like,
go on, I'll give you a clue. Who's Ajax's assistant manager?
Oh, fucking Christian Poulsen.
There you go. So there's 3. Three out of the final 4 are goalkeepers.
Shit.
They probably were a bit shit as well, yeah.
Oh, I might have to do this to you for you next week because I'm fucking shit at these.
So, I'll give you the goalkeepers just because
I'll know them once you say them.
So Martin Hansen, who didn't play a game for us. You had Michael Stensgaard from the 90s. You remember Michael Stensgaard? Yeah. And Jorgen Nielsen.
Yeah.
He's a name that everybody remembers from the late 90s. So there's one player left who's a defender who's quite a famous name. And obviously the lads that we go the match with, I've mentioned him quite a few times in terms of he's up there in one of the odd list.
From 90s or...?
Yeah, pretty much, mate. Only a couple of years in the mid-90s, early 90s to mid-90s. But I'll give you a bit of a clue. If you were going to go to the park and you're going to take a basket with you with a bit of food, what are you doing?
Oh, is it Peach Nick, whatever his name is?
Torben Picnic, yeah. It's Peach Nick, yeah. So, yeah, there's the 7 players. So, you had Martin Hansen, Jan Molby, Torben Picnic, Michael Stensgaard, Jorgen Nielsen, Daniel Agger, and Christian Poulsen. Obviously, standout names there, Daniel Agger and Jan Molby.
Mm.
Two Liverpool legends. There we go. So, that is it. That is match day 2 preview show for Liverpool versus Michelin. We look forward to seeing you on the review for another episode of Reds in Europe, when hopefully we've absolutely stuffed them. And we're on to match day 3. So, Mick, see you next time, yeah?
See you in a bit.
Sports Social Podcast Network.